Unit 56, Racism in the Workplace. Adam Jones worked in the warehouse of a large import-export company just outside Shanghai, China. His boss, Mr. Clark, was not a very good person at all, and he would have loved to quit if only he could find a job elsewhere. Mr. Clark constantly shouted in bigotry. Bigotry. Towards Adam, saying that he was lazy and needed to work harder. He was notorious. Notorious. For being a racist in Shanghai and for constantly putting down his employees while they labored. On a weekly basis, he would sack at least three of his workers for no apparent reason other than the color of their skin. Adam hated the way that his boss exploited his skills. He had gone to college and earned a degree in engineering, yet Mr. Clark refused to pay him more than minimum wage. In this act, Adam's degree appeared to be obsolete. Obsolete. And he prayed one day he would find work at a more suitable location. He just wanted all of his hard work in college to have not been done in vain. Vain. One day, Adam punched out of work and walked by Mr. Clark's office. He was angrily blaring. Blaring. Commands into the telephone as Adam walked by the office window. Apparently, there was a major problem at the foundry. Foundry. That he also managed nearby. Adam rarely eavesdropped on people, but he was compelled to stay and listen to his boss. A rival. Rival. Company had come into town and was threatening to put Mr. Clark out of business. Mr. Clark felt it was the number one priority. Priority. To get rid of his rivals as soon as possible to avoid losing any business. In a scandalous move, Mr. Clark was suggesting that they sabotage his competitors so that their factory would burn down. After he hung up, Mr. Clark stormed out of the office. Thinking quickly, Adam ran in and made a facsimile. Facsimile of the orders Mr. Clark had written down. He blissfully imagine handing over the documents to the authorities and shutting Mr. Clark down once and for all. After returning home and eating a nutritious meal for supper, Adam went to the police station to report his boss's activities. He felt that the story was so good that a documentary may one day be made detailing the case.